Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you, our valued shareholders, and all participants to today's conference call. My name is Hari Krishnan, and I serve as the Chief Operating Officer at Bima. I'm joined today by my colleague, Dinesh Bawa, our Head of Finance, who will take you through the financials and operational highlights for third quarter. I'm pleased to share that Bima continued its strong momentum into third quarter. Our Takaful contribution reached 413.4 million Qatari riyals, a 31% increase compared to the same period last year, reflecting growth across all our main business lines and the strength of our underwriting approach. Meanwhile, net profit for shareholders rose to 78.9 million Qatari riyals, up 27% year-on-year, supported by solid investment performance and improved income from Takaful operations. Beyond the headline numbers, we have continued to make meaningful progress in areas that are key to Bima's long-term growth. We have strengthened our digital capabilities, streamlined internal processes to improve agility, and taken steps to enhance the customer experience. These initiatives may not only be visible in the short term, but they are shaping Bima into a stronger, more resilient company that is fully aligned with Qatar Vision 2030. We also take pride in the strength of Bima's governance framework and the robustness of our capital base, which continue to underpin our progress. These foundations are critical not only for navigating today's challenges, but also for building long-term value and maintaining trust of our stakeholders. With that, I'll now hand over to Dinesh, who will walk you through our financial performance in more detail.
Thank you, Hari. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to walk you through Bima's financial performance for the nine-month period ended 30th September 2025. Before we turn to the numbers, I'd like to briefly note that our financial statements continue to reflect the adoption of FAS 43, the new accounting standard governing the recognition and measurement of Takaful and re-Takaful arrangements. This standard, implemented at the beginning of the year, enhances the comparability of our reporting. As previously noted, certain prior year numbers were restated as part of this transition. Let me now walk you through the highlights. Turning to slide five of the investor presentation, Bima's recognized Takaful contributions increased by roughly 30.6% year-on-year, reaching 413 million Qatari riyal. Growth was strong across all core business lines, led by fire and general accident segment, which rose from 61 million to 100 million Qatari riyals, along with solid gains in Takaful and health segment, increasing from 166 million to 201 million Qatari riyals. In terms of segment mix, Takaful and health remains the largest at roughly 201 million Qatari riyals, followed by motor at 101 million and fire and general at 100 million. This reflects the continued strength and balance of Bima's portfolio, as well as our ongoing success in acquiring new business. In parallel, we achieved a notable increase in Takaful gross margin, reaching 18 million Qatari riyals, up from 10 million Qatari riyals last year, supported by stronger underwriting across all portfolio. At the same time, our re-Takaful cost ratio improved, declining to 14% from 18%. These improvements resulted in a higher Takaful gross margin for the period at 4% compared to 3% in the previous year, reflecting positive impact of our disciplined approach. I'm also pleased to note that the net surplus for the period reached 2.5 million Qatari riyals, compared to a deficit in the same period last year. This positive shift was mainly supported by high investment income to policyholders, which rose to 23.5 million Qatari riyals from 16.4 million Qatari riyals, along with a reduction in loss of net Takaful results during the period. This improvement underscores the strength and stability of our Takaful operations, supported by prudent management of policyholders' funds. Turning to slide six, total income attributable to shareholders rose 33% year-on-year to 145 million Qatari riyals. This was largely supported by a 34% increase in Wakala, which reached 110 million Qatari riyals compared to 82 million Qatari riyals last year. We also recorded solid growth in net income from shareholders, investments, and Mutare fee, which were up by 33% and 36% respectively. As a result, shareholders' net profit grew by 37% to 79 million Qatari riyals, while earnings per share rose from 0.31 to 0.39 Qatari riyals for the same period. Turning to slide seven, the value of our investments held at fair value increased to approximately 952 million Qatari riyals. Throughout the third quarter of 2025, we maintained a zero leverage position across our portfolio, reflecting our ongoing focus on disciplined capital management. The portfolio remains well positioned, with an emphasis on high-quality Sukuk held through managed funds, providing both resilience and steady returns. This contributed to a 39% year-on-year increase in net investment income, which reached 37 million Qatari riyals. As highlighted in slide eight, DMart remains on a strong footing anchored by a debt-free capital structure. Shareholders' equity stood at 605 million Qatari riyals as of 30th September 2025, supported by growth in retained earnings and a positive fair value reserve, compared to a negative balance at 31 December 2024, reflecting our prudent balance sheet management. Our liquidity position remains robust, with cash and bank balances of approximately 315 million Qatari riyals, ensuring we have the flexibility to fund operations and pursue growth opportunities. In summary, the results of third quarter 2025 reflect continued momentum and financial strength across our business. Thank you for your attention, and I'll now hand it back to Hari.
Thanks, Ganesh. Let me now open the floor for any questions. All right, I think I don't have any questions. So before we close, I want to express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, customers, and the entire DMart team for their ongoing trust and support. We look forward to sharing updates with you following our full year's results. The full financial statements and investor presentations are available on our website, and our investor relations team is always available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you once again for joining us today, and I wish you a pleasant day. Thank you all.